This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Mesa County will hold a measles vaccine clinic Saturday. The county has not recorded any cases this year, but CPR's Stina Sieg says more than 800 have been diagnosed across the country.
Encouraging vaccination is just one way the county is trying to be proactive after measles was discovered in Colorado last month. Sarah Gray is with Mesa County Public Health.
Since measles has been largely eliminated in the U.S. for many years, many healthcare providers haven't encountered it firsthand.
So the county is teaching them how to recognize its symptoms. Measles is one of the most infectious diseases and can even be deadly. The clinic is Saturday from 9 in the morning to noon at Mesa County Public Health. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
When the Department of Government Efficiency shuttered one of AmeriCorps' main programs last week, thousands of participants were immediately sent home. 19-year-old Noe Felix Burns of Canyon City was among them. Burns was working in Pennsylvania repairing hurricane-damaged homes when he heard the news last Tuesday. By Friday, he was back home in Colorado. Burns says the program that puts young Americans to work is worth saving.
If they think there's some changes need to be made, then make them. But that program did a lot of good to a lot of people.
Well, AmeriCorps has a lot of bipartisan support. Some Republicans have been critical of the program's fiscal management. In Denver, there's a 40% chance for afternoon storms tomorrow with a high of 69 degrees. In Vail, a chance for snow in 44. And in Grand Junction, partly sunny and 80 degrees. This is CPR News.